Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries,
you're going to feel drawn to activities that inspire you to live outside of your comfort zone today. See the joy in having fun with maybe just your friends.
Taurus, you've become a master at hiding your emotions, but there's something that occurs today that will make them arise. With some help from some loved ones, you're going to grow from it and be a stronger person.
Gemini,
your vision for the future is going to be a little optimistic. Go share your wishes with others. If you put your goals out in the universe, they will happen.
Cancer,
open your eyes to the messages you're getting from your body. I am. It's important to focus on your mental health so you can take some time off to recharge.
Leo,
we got that extra energy that we need to get through the day. Get ready to tackle some new projects that you've been thinking about. Today's the day to do it.
Virgo,
you're a natural leader, Virgo. This is coming at such a pivotal time in your life, so hold on to that confidence because you're going to need it later in your career.
Libra,
you have a lot going on in your mind, and it's a good time to share it. You also have words of wisdom, and you don't know who needs to hear it, so just be yourself and share what's on your mind.
Scorpio,
you should start your day with some yoga and some meditation. It will bring you some peace and comfort. Let go of all the negative energy that surrounds you.
Sagittarius,
people always joke about your sixth sense, but don't brush it off. Today, you feel like people aren't being open and honest with you. Ask them questions, and don't be afraid to call them out on their lies.
Capricorn,
hey, Capricorn, there could be extra sizzle in a love relationship that you and your partner need. You won't want to miss out on that.
Aquarius,
spend the day relaxing at home if you can, because you just need to take a step back from everything that's going on in your life. Recharge, get ready for what comes next.
How about shoveling? That would be nice.
That's not the most relaxing, but sure.
To get out of the house. Anyway.
Pisces,
you have a strong feel for your responsibilities, and since you're in a good state of mind, you'll be able to tackle anything.
Great. Those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes. They're all online right now. Go to the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page at chum1045.com.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
That song still sounds amazing. That song never lost any of its gloss to me. I love that song.
Sometimes when you're in the car or in the shower, you try to hit those really high notes.
No, I don't hit the high notes.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
But that, no one knows that I hit the high notes.
I don't know if maybe you hear what's going on my end of things. But
but I don't think I really do. But
I don't hit any high notes.
I believe self-esteem is kicking in there right there. It is a little milder this morning, I have to tell you, coming into work. And it's windy.
Yeah.
It is windy. It's going to be kind of a mishmash kind of a day, just to let you know. And some of the buses that I become very close to are still stuck on the road this morning.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
Haven't
they're
moved
like,
them
they're
yet.
Like, they're like fossilized dinosaurs all over
yeah,
the city.
The lights are flashing, but the crews are out and they're scraping away and doing their thing. So that's kind of nice to know as the kids go back to school today.
Yep. Yeah. I know a lot of parents are probably very excited about that too.
That's right.
It's been a crazy 2 weeks.
Yeah. But, you know, you think about it, it was Christmas off, right?
Yep.
And then another 2 weeks off. Am I right? So this is really their first day of school. I would have loved that back in the day. Wouldn't you have?
Yeah, it would have been great. It would have been great to be home and just sit around and, just do nothing, play Nintendo.
Let's go back in time, though, Jamar. Do you think that your mother, being the teacher, would have allowed you just to play Nintendo?
Well, my mom would have she would have called all the parents in my school or in my class.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, did they send home any homework? Did they do this? Did they that? And then my friends would have called me and be like, Jamar, what's wrong with your mom? I'd be like, I don't know, dude. Like, that's just how she is. They'd be like, yo, if your number comes up a caller ID, I'm not picking up. That's what they would have said to me. It would have been just like that.
See, it would have been a busy dining room table. My dad would have had everything cordoned off with all his daughters, and he would have conducted class. I'm not kidding you. He just always wanted to teach, so I am not kidding you. I mean, I know that dining room table very well from not getting geometry for months and months on end. So I'm glad that we're in the days that we are today.
Yeah.
To, you know, I think I'm a much easier going parent if I had little kids.
At some point, I would have locked my door, locked her out, and I'd be in my room playing NBA Jam.
That's
or
right.
Or NBA 2K.
Yeah, yeah. She would have been exhausted after a month. That's how I feel. But I hear all you parents out there, I applaud you all for what you do, because you're amazing for all the things that you've done, like working and then being on Zoom and making sure they do their homework. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, man. The struggle is super real.
It is, yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Speaking of Vegas, we were talking earlier about the Grammys heading out to Las Vegas. Silk Sonic, one of the coolest groups out right now. Yeah, they got a Vegas show on the way.
When?
Yeah, let's see if we can get you a date on that.
I would love to go to that.
Yeah, that's a show to go to. Yeah. The Vegas residency for Silk Sonic, they say it's happening.
Open.
13 concerts at the Dolby Theater between February 25th and April 2nd. And there's a pre-sale happening. What's today's date? Yeah, today, actually.
Today?
Yep. So if you're a fan of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak and that new old sound they're doing, that's what you want to do. You want to go head up to Vegas and watch them.
Now, I don't know much about Vegas. I've only been there once. But where does one stay when one goes to Vegas?
You stay on the Strip.
Yeah, I know.
You want to stay on the Strip. You want to stay at, like, maybe the Cosmo.
Yeah.
Or you want to stay at, like, the Venetian or something like that. Yeah, those are, Caitlin, where did we stay in Vegas? Did we stay at the Venetian that week?
I went with listeners beforehand. We stayed at the Aria, and that would be where I would recommend.
The Aria is a good one, too.
The Aria is really, really nice. I mean, the Wynn hotels are great. And the interesting thing about that timing is, so I think you said that their residency finishes on April 2nd.
April 3rd is the Grammys.
Exactly. So they have four Grammy nominations this year, and so that's well timed. They're going to be able to hang in Vegas and then walk on over to the Grammys. And that will also work for Adele.
Yes. You're right, because she has her residency, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The COVID restrictions are pretty lenient in Vegas.
I don't think they have COVID in Vegas.
Vegas didn't get COVID.
I don't think they got it, yeah.
And you could use your dollar bills to, like, wipe your nose from what I polled. It's not looked down upon over there. So Vegas might be the place to be.
Maybe so.
Yeah. So, that's what's happening. And you got to listen to that album still.
So fantastic. I love that album.
Okay. Oh, you got a chance to hear
I listen to that album. I'm now on to The Weeknd.
Weeknd, number two right now. Number two on, I think, on the Billboard Top 100. He's doing really well.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's Morning Show.
While you were away, I talked with Meredith about gingerbread houses, and we had a hot debate about whether people eat the gingerbread house when it's done or not. Like, if you actually can eat them, or do you just throw them away? And I mean, I've never made a gingerbread house before, but I feel like it would be a terrible waste to just throw that gingerbread and I guess, icing and candy away.
That's a lot of
good stuff. So you've never made a gingerbread? You've never made a gingerbread house?
Never made a gingerbread house, no.
So that's why you're saying that.
Why? What happens when you make a gingerbread house?
Because they're not very good.
I mean, they're not very tasty?
No. It's like, this is for aesthetic. This is like a nice holiday activity. But if you've ever made one and then tried to eat it, you're like, ugh, no.
Okay. Well, if anyone makes a gingerbread house, very big and beautiful and I guess really... what's the word I'm looking for? Very detailed. It would be Disney World. And they probably got some really crazy gingerbread displays. And they just went viral on a video because, you know, like Caitlin says, I guess no one's eating gingerbread houses when they're done. So what do they do with their elaborate gingerbread designs? This video with one of Disney's sous chefs, she tells us what they actually do. Listen to this.
After we break down every piece of cookie, candy, and cute chocolate character, each gingerbread display is dismantled and brought to our tree farm. There, local Florida bees get to feast on sweets until every bit is gone. This helps the declining bee population by keeping them well-fed during the winter months when food sources are harder to find. The wooden structures used to build the displays are then washed so we can reuse them during the next holiday season.
It's the bees' Disneyland.
Yep. Yep.
Like, you know, now I want to go back to what Caitlin said. I have eaten, in desperation, a gingerbread house. I have taken off the Smarties and the little good stuff. And if I have to, Jamar, I will take part of the roof and I will dunk it in my hot chocolate to soften it up. I'm not, you know, I'm not being that picky.
Okay.
But I like this idea.
Well, you're very much like the bees at Disney. Yeah. Enjoying gingerbread
houses. What a great idea. What a great idea. I love that idea.
Comes bee fuel.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get really, really tasty honey after that.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you're right, though. You do pick the candy off. Like, this is how it starts, where you're like, maybe I can just have some of the candy. And you pick the candy off, and then you're like, okay. And you're right, though. The only way that you're at, the only way I've ever been able to eat the gingerbread itself was if you dip it in something, because it has to be rehydrated a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah, because it's been sitting out for weeks and weeks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that candy, though. That candy was sitting on the shelf for a long time in a box with no expiry date. I think we can have that.
Okay.
Yeah. No?
For some reason, I'm tasting jujubes right now. I would love
That'd
those.
Be good. Those are good. Those are good. Cool. Those you are can good. Make those into little trees. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So next year when you make gingerbread houses, and now you have an idea of what Disney does with them. Maybe you could do the same. But
we should do that on the Marilyn Dennis Show, as we do a gingerbread showdown every year, Jamar.
Only problem is the Marilyn Dennis Show is in Canada, where there are no bees in the wintertime. You're not going to have a good time feeding bees in December here.
We can hold on to it.
Okay, and then hold on to it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
Shout out to anyone that really, really loves cruise ships. This is a really interesting opportunity for you. If you ever said, you know, I don't ever want to get off this ship. I love the cruise ship so much, and I love everything that they do everywhere they go. You have an opportunity to actually live on a cruise ship. There's a program right now called Cruise Ship Condos, and you could actually buy a stateroom in a cruise ship and pay a yearly fee. And all the amenities and everything that you get on the cruise are provided. But now you own the spot on the ship. And it
you
seems...
You own it.
You own it. You own it. You get to be an owner. The condos on cruise ships are starting at $155,000. Let's be honest. When we're used to Toronto real estate prices, that doesn't sound too bad. To own a space on a basically moving vacation property.
Yeah. Like, that'd be funny. I can only have dinner with you on these dates because I'll be in the port of something.
Yep.
But what a great way to see your friends. I'm going to be coming into your port. Do you want to have dinner?
Yep.
Now, do we get the all-you-can-eat buffet at this thing?
You get to use all of those buffets, you know, the endless ice cream machines that are on every floor. All those pools and water slides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the word cruise is a dirty word during the pandemic, but you know, if and when this does end at some point, some people might be really inclined to do something like this. Tier one of these cruise ships start at $155,000. The tier two rooms, which are a little more nicely furnished, $345,000 to own. Tier three, $400,000. Then you got tier four, about $580,000. The fifth tier starts at $990,000, going up to $1.4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's to own.
That's to own. I'm just thinking, you know, if the cruise industry doesn't go, like, you know, everyone's pivoting and changing how they're doing business, right?
Yeah.
So what's to say that maybe a couple of the ships that get refurbished and are not being used as much, they go into this line of work, why not?
This is a way for them to make some of that money that they're losing.
Yeah.
Also, they've like done interviews with several people who have lived, I'm talking for 13 upwards of 20 years on these cruise ships in their later years of their life. So usually around 75 and over. And one of the guys, he was a 94-year-old man who was interviewed by Forbes magazine. And he said that, you know, that your life on those cruise ships is very, very comfortable. And it was actually a creative and more exciting alternative to assisted living, because someone's cleaning your room. You know, someone else is making your meals. Right. And if you weren't ready to go into that kind of a facility, you wanted to see the world. You wanted to socialize. You wanted activities.
Yeah.
He was like, this is actually a really reasonable alternative if it's for you.
You won't be isolated. That's what they say some of the problem is, right, these days. Let's say there's no COVID, that our senior friends are isolated and they don't do well with that.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Good idea?
I think, I like that idea. When grandma and grandpa don't want to do it, they go, hey, you guys want to come on board for a little bit? Or you could do, what is it? What do you do when you timeshare?
Yeah.
Timeshare.
Yeah. You could do that too. Yeah. You could make money off of this.
Okay.
I don't mind that. I don't want to do it. I send you all out to do that. But I mean, I think that's a good use of, you know, you think about houseboats and all that sort of thing. Why not?
Okay.
What do you think, Jamar?
I think DJ.
They'd have to,
I mean, if it comes with a little cash on the side, why not?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Let me tell you about this face mask that detects leaks and your heart rate. It's a face mask. A video game engineer made a face mask that, along with your heart rate, can detect leaks, and it's super, super, what's the word, high-tech, secure. They're calling it the Face Bit, and it constantly keeps track of a bunch of your data about, you know, it's kind of like these wearables that check your heart rate and everything. It lets you even know when you're stressed out. Do you like a face mask that gives you that much information?
Does it show the color of my stress on the outside or just on the inside?
I'm sure you can get a hack or some kind of upgrade that'll allow it to do that. Maybe. That wouldn't be so bad.
Isn't the watch enough? I want to be able to wash it, not worry about it, not lose it, not spend, you know, $100+ on it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not into that.
These wearables are going to just get better and better right now as the tech increases. So this face mask will be an N95 type of face mask that gives you the other bells and whistles, like, you know, lets you know if it's leaking, if it's fitting properly, and if you're having a heart attack.
You know those things that we have for our phones to get the gunk out of our phones? Remember that thing you would put on it? It would just get rid of all the germs on it?
Sure. Like the, they call it the phone washer, whatever.
Yeah. Well, if there's a mask washer, I might be interested.
There it is.
Yeah.
It looks like masks aren't going anywhere. So the masks are only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Do we like both of those ideas?
I like the cruise for other people. I like the mask for other people. I share.
For other people.
Not for me.
Gotcha. I'm with Marilyn. I'm not, I don't want things.
To. Are you? Are you with me? What about you, Jamar?
I like
you. Know, I like anything tech. So, you know, if I got the techie mask, I'm all about it. Like, give me the techie mask. I'm cool with that.
You sneeze into that mask, it's going to just take all your stats and just splatter them all over the screen.
It might just reboot, right? or just shut down.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Just something to think about as you're scrolling through your phone today, or maybe scrolling through a streaming service, or just sitting around doing nothing, or sitting on hold with Service Ontario, or whatever it is you're doing today that wastes time. The average person, according to like the math now, loses an entire month of their life every year while doing nothing.
Right. Amazing.
Think about a month of your life a year. Wait, that, it makes sense to me. Because, you know, you ever go on your phone and you start scrolling, and after a while you realize, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, without the visual stimulus of the phone, I've actually just been sitting here doing nothing. If you really think about what's happening.
Nothing.
It's all in your head.
Right.
It's a waste of time.
Can't believe how much time has gone by when you've done that,
Isn't it wild?
It's
like,
wild.
If you really just videotape somebody, Marilyn, like, in a day and just said, hey, let's see what you do all day, there'd probably be a lot of time wasted, and now we know how much that is.
Being put on hold, as you mentioned, that's a biggie. That's the biggest time waster.
Yeah, that's a big time waster.
You know, there's a shortage of people working. People are sick. People are, you know, maybe not doing that job anymore. So it might be even worse now. Sitting in traffic.
How many people listen to the show?
The 401 the other day. Yeah. 8.5 hours. They lost a couple months.
You're probably sitting in traffic right now.
Yeah, right.
And it's a big waste of time because you're not really doing anything. You're just sitting in the car holding the wheel, staring at space.
Time wasting, too, can also include waiting for your laundry to finish. I don't think I ever do that. I just kind of, I have laundry, and I gotta go get it. Mm-hmm. But here's something I'd like to wait for because I miss it so much. Just waiting for service in a restaurant. I don't mind. I miss that. Or waiting for a delivery to arrive. That's another one. That's a small percentage. But those waiting, and
waiting,
like you said, going through your phone. So time waster.
Okay. Just think of some alternative things you can do while you're doing those things. And as for the phone and just scrolling and browsing, probably just put the phone down and maybe do some jumping jacks or something.
Why don't you do the phone and do the laundry at the same time?
At the same time.
And
there
order
you go.
Food for dinner. There you go.
There you go.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
They say that there are no redos in life, but sometimes you get to redo something, and it actually works out better the next time around. For example, in 2019, when Taylor Swift was having all of the the fallout from what happened with her record label, she got a suggestion from a friend that she should redo her music, and she actually did it, and now we're even playing those songs. That suggestion came from Kelly Clarkson. Interesting, right?
Is it very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Kelly said, hey, why don't you just redo the songs? And Taylor said, wait a second, that actually might be a good idea. And now she's released an entire album. So she recorded all those new albums, and now it's a whole new revenue stream for her, a way to get back all that money lost. So sometimes a redo is not so bad, right?
Yeah, I love what Kelly has to say about all this.
Take a listen.
I wasn't really trying to defend or offend anyone. It was more of like, Reba told me she did that. Like, that was it.
Oh, really?
That was all. She told me she did that. She wanted to own her masters. And I was like, well, if it's that important to you, like, find a way. So, and she recut all her music and did the same musician, same everything.
Reba
and that's where I got the idea, yeah.
Well,
so.
She's...
Taylor's like the artist, like she's been writing since she was a little girl, right? So it's like kind of her diary, so I get why she'd want to. I don't really care about owning my masters or not. I'm just like, whatever, I'm going to sing them until I'm dead. It's fine. It'll be fine. And then somebody can make money off of it. I don't care. And but hers is more like, I write like half, a little more than half my stuff, and hers is 100% of it. So that's her. So I.
Yeah, and I think about those two superstars because they are, and I think, or three, including Reba. And I think, why not? Like, you've got a redo. You can do redo. I was just reading an article where Bono hears his songs, his early days songs, on the radio, and he cringes. He goes, boy, I wish I could do that again. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't like his voice. He says that he sounds a little wimpy and that his voice sounded like he was straining. It's kind of funny that he thinks that way, because that was Bono's sound. We kind of liked that about him, that he sounded like he was really, really in the name. That became his kind of signature thing, but that's the thing he hates the most. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe a redone Bono would sound more ballsy, a little more depth. Who knows?
Right.
But the question for everybody is, if you could redo any part of your life, do it over again.
Yeah.
What part would you do? What would you redo?
I would redo university. I'd still go to the same university, and I loved every bit of it, but I would have done something like explore more, have a wider range of experiences. Money was always an issue, but there was always a way around it. Like, friends would go, okay, we're going to go do this. I'm like, oh, I better not go, And I was making money, working at the cafeteria, but I didn't go in and explore enough. So if I could do that again, I would do that again, be more risk-taking.
Like explore, go on trips and stuff like that?
Well, skiing or hiking or, just doing something that, was in the area or like this. Remember, I went to Idaho, so I could have gone to Montana to ski. I could have gone to Idaho to ski. I could have done a little bit more. And I wish I could have skied more then, so I'm not so, held back about doing it now. You know what I mean? Because you're young.
Got you.
You're young. Why not? Go.
Yeah, and you were in the perfect place to do all of that.
Yeah.
Idaho is like where all the Rockies and stuff are, eh?
It's fun, yeah. Montana more than Idaho. But learning how to do that, you love doing that. And so I think I just wish I would have taken advantage of that, because back in the day, the lift tickets weren't that much money.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You pull your money together and you go. So that's kind of what I look at if I could do a redo. A little bit more out there and experience something. A little rafting would have been good. Whitewater rafting in that area. Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm not going to go. What the heck was wrong with me?
I don't know. Like that.
I got a radio shift.
You were in the perfect place for all that stuff.
I know. I got to go do my radio shift because it's important. I don't know if that's really added to my resume. But anyway, that's what I wish. What about you?
Hindsight.
Yeah.
I went to school in the Washington, D.C. area. I went to the University of Maryland at College Park. I was there when they won the national championship in 2002. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived it up in college. I had a ton of great experiences. I was DJing around town. I was partying. I went to a spring break. Like, I literally squeezed out all of the juice out of the university experience.
You.
The only problem is I went to school in Washington, D.C., where you have all these awesome museums like the Smithsonian. You got like the Air and Space Museum. You've got all that like Washington, D.C. history.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any of it.
No.
It's crazy.
Right.
I was literally clubbing like four nights a week like driving past the White House every day, driving past the Capitol building.
Yeah.
I didn't go into any of those buildings the whole time I lived there. Yeah. It's kind of crazy the more I think about it. I didn't take advantage of any of it.
Yeah. But I hear you.
I was just busy doing my thing, and it was just kind of like the backdrop of where I was in school. You know what I'm saying?
It's very similar to what I experienced, right?
Yes,
like, that's the backdrop.
It was just there.
Yeah, right. It's true.
I never took a White House tour.
You can.
I never took a tour of the Capitol building.
Well, let's.
I didn't even go into the Washington Monument. I didn't go to any of it.
Jamar, we've changed that. We've given you a one-way ticket to Washington, D.C. to discover all the... But it's not too late to do that.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying. It's like you were in your zone. And now that you're...
I was in the back seat of Brian Peters' car, like, there goes the what? There goes the White House. never went in.
I know. I wonder why we didn't do that. Anyway, that's some of the regrets. That's for sure.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Taylor Swift had a redo. She did all of her music over again, thanks to Kelly Clarkson's little idea and her nudge. And now she's got a whole brand new album because of the redo.
Yeah.
But if there were a redo in life, what would you do? Yeah. Britney Spears? I'm going to say Britney Spears would automatically, once her career jumped off, she would just get her parents, her dad specifically, out of the picture.
And keep her little sister very close to her and saying, you are my ally, not my enemy.
Not my enemy.
Yeah.
Because you can't really, the turmoil and stuff, those things are life lessons.
Right.
So it's a little bit, I wouldn't say disingenuous, but sometimes you want to go through the tough stuff to make the lessons, to learn the lessons, but it's the people around you.
Yeah, that are really influential. We've talked about this before, toxic bosses, that kind of stuff, maybe not standing up, that sort of thing. That's a redo right there. What about Kim Kardashian? Do you think she has any redos in her life?
Oh, man.
She's been very successful. I mean, success is, financially, but maybe some life choices have been challenging, right?
That's a tough one. Even some of the most colorful moments of her life have yielded very, very fruitful and lucrative results.
That's right.
I'm actually thinking about a specific piece of footage, but I don't know if she would redo that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you also think sometimes people, like when we go back to music for a moment, people that are in a really great group and doing really well, they break off and they go on their own? Maybe I should have done that. Or on a television show and they're really, really like become very popular and they go off and do their own thing. Would they do a redo, do you think? Should they stay at because that's risk-taking.
Yeah, it's
hard
risky.
To know, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Would probably do a redo.
Who's that?
The founding members of Destiny's Child. If they could do it over again, would they be a part of that group? Because after they broke up and replaced those members, nothing really happened for them.
Yeah.
Something to think about this morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
I want to get your thoughts on this this story. And you could text those thoughts to 104536. A woman wrote into an advice column because she just got married and she suddenly wants the wedding to be annulled. Like, the annulment of marriages is something that happens soon after the marriage for whatever reason. This wasn't her plan, but she says she's now questioning her husband's judgment because before getting married, before the wedding, she had one specific request. She said, this is great, we can do anything, but just don't do this. Do not smash the cake in my face at the wedding. You guys know that tradition? Where they take cake and put it on...
I hate that. I dislike it.
I've never been to a wedding where they do that.
I haven't either, but when I see it, I just... Yeah. On videos and stuff like that, I'm like, why?
I've never had a friend or their significant other ever think to do this, thankfully, at all. But you're right. It took off on social.
Yeah.
And it just looks weird.
It does.
So she has this one request. She says, don't do this at the wedding. And she was very clear to her husband or ex-husband at this point about this. And come wedding day, not only did he take the cake and put it in her face, but he put her face in the cake. He didn't, like, smash the cake to her face. He like, went in for it. So she's saying it's, like, unforgivable.
Yep.
And I kind of see her point. I mean, it's not the biggest deal. But for example, if there's something that you really don't like, for me, it would be snakes. You guys know I don't like snakes, right? And if I say this specifically, like, you know how I feel about snakes. Whenever we have a story or something that comes up with snakes on a website, I'm like, I don't want to see it. If I tell someone specifically, hey, no snakes, and I show up to said location or whatever we're doing, and they throw a snake on me,
right?
I'm going to be scared out of my mind. Mm-hmm. I might have a heart condition. Yeah, I might have a heart condition in the middle of that process. And then I'm going to be like, yo, you literally took advantage of like my worst fear or whatever.
I gave you some very intimate information.
Yes.
And you took it and ran with it.
Used it for humor.
Right. Yeah. I used to say that to my friends at a swimming pool. Guys, I'm not the best swimmer. Please don't dunk me, okay? You can do anything. Like, have fun, but don't dunk me. Because the fear of, I'll go under the water when I decide to go under the water, not when you push me down. And you know what? That's what would happen.
It's actually kind of the same thing, Madeline.
It is the same thing. I've asked you not to do that.
Because that's a terrifying feeling when you're around people who have no like regard for what really can really mess you up psychologically.
100%.
So it feels like bullying.
It is bullying. So this guy, getting back to this guy who's no longer her husband, she tells him I'm claustrophobic. He takes a big piece of cake, pulls her head back, and then stuffs it in her face.
Right.
Like physically pulls her head. Bye-bye. It was nice knowing you.
So she's having a debate right now on social media with people because they're saying, some people are saying that she shouldn't divorce him. It's not divorce worthy. And some people are taking her side. I want to know what you think. You can text 104536. But I say, you know, ending a marriage is a very big deal. But if she's questioning his judgment.
Right.
And his respect for her feelings.
Right.
I would say it might be a considerable, you know, action.
Red flag.
A little bit of a red flag.
I want the Dyson back that your aunt sent because I've always wanted a Dyson. But other than that, it's over. That's how I feel about it.
So what do you guys do? Do we all think that she has good grounds here to get a divorce or an annulment?
I do. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's my concern. It's a lack of respect. Yeah. It's something you've already talked about. And it feels like you're being bullied in front of all your friends and family by your significant other. I feel as though my feelings would change for this person, about this person. Yeah. I think I would be so irritated. I would be so upset that it would sit with me. I don't know. It would sit with me. I think I would have to bail on it as well.
FM 104.5. Morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
You were with us earlier. We talked about the bride who wants to get her wedding annulled because she had one request for the wedding. She said, please, do not smash the cake in my face.
Future husband.
Reason being is she's claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And that brief moment of, you know, having the cake all over your eyes and not being able to see would be really scary for her.
Yeah. So, you know, he took the opportunity presented itself. So he grabbed her head, Jamar, and shoved her face into the cake.
So now she wants the wedding annulled. She's saying, that's it. I can't trust you. Let's call it a day. And there's a lot of debate online about whether this is a little too hasty or whether she really has something here. What do people say?
Overwhelmingly, our texters are saying that she should leave this guy.
Yeah.
Someone said she's 100% justified in having this marriage annulled because of two issues. One, you know, on the day when every woman wants to look her most beautiful, and she's probably completely, you know, spent a ton of time and money on her hair and makeup, he's ruined it. And now the rest of the night is going to be spent literally cleaning cake off your face after he has been told, please don't do this. And now how can you trust him when she's made this public request and he disrespected her in front of all their friends and family? You know, it's
the layers.
Yeah, the layer cake. It's tainted the wedding day, really. A lot of other people are saying that, you know, again, it's a betrayal from someone who should be your greatest support.
Yeah.
And he's not respecting her. He's not considering her wishes and that she should divorce him because she set these clear boundaries. And if they're willing to break this boundary, then what else are they willing to do against your wishes?
Yeah.
When I think about this, I think about like those little pranks that your boys play on you, like, don't throw me in the pool because I can't swim. You know, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
And they do it anyway because they just want to get a laugh at your expense. You expect that from your boys, but not your husband.
Well, I used to say, like I told you a little while ago, when I would go into a pool, not the strongest swimmer, I'd say to my friends, please do not dunk me. If I want to go under, I'll go under myself.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't believe all those things that she felt. And I think she's taken the right direction on
this. Yeah, because after she's expressed her feelings about it, now it's just a joke at her expense.
What if she gets really sick? What's he going to be there? Is he going to be there for her? No.
He may. Is there a chance that maybe, you know, with a real stern talk into that he kind of understands the error of his ways and that they could have a good relationship?
Goodbye.
That's it? No, that's it.
Well, there are a small, teeny tiny number of people who have texted in and they said, yes, it was below the belt, but maybe he deserves a second chance because, and this is from a few texters, they said maybe he just had one too many drinks.
Oh, come on.
And he got, like, it was like supposed to be a fun thing and his judgment was off because
then he's got a drinking problem.
Yeah, so there's the alcohol excuse has been popping up a little bit. Like, maybe that's what happened, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, no way we're getting more texts.
No.
Like, no way.
Sorry, that small percentage. I so disagree with you.
Okay, a few people have chimed in on behalf of the guests and said, can you imagine being a guest at this wedding? Right. You go, you give the gift, and then all of a sudden you're like, this cake incident has rendered the marriage completely over and done with. Like, are you getting your wedding gifts back? What
you're
is going on?
Going over to the gift table, okay, and you're taking your Instapot home with you. And or you can't get your hand into where the money was put in. You know, with the envelopes, but maybe you'll get it later. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My poor heart breaks for her.
Well, they better pay the DJ. I'm just speaking on behalf of the DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right, Jamar.
They better pay the DJ. And he needs to get paid.
Yeah, all right.
The wedding photos. What happens to all this?
And now the takeaway is...
Kindling.
Always pay your DJ.
Yep.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Boy, oh boy, do people want Taylor Swift to be engaged. She's been dating boyfriend Joe Alwyn for a long time, more than 5 years. And so everyone has been eyeballing this couple for a long time. And a recent vacation that she took has people, mostly tabloids, wondering if maybe he popped the question. So what happened is Taylor flew 4,000 miles in her private jet from Nashville to Great Britain's most popular vacation spot, St. Ives. So this is in the far south of the UK, like down at the very, very bottom. And they rented a secluded home. They just sort of stayed and were cozy for a few days together. I think they were only there for about 3 days and then returned to the U.S. So sources had speculated, oh, that sure seems like a long way to go for only 3 days. Maybe it was really important that she go there and spend these 3 days together. Oh, could he have popped the question? I mean, this is a reach, in my opinion. We're not seeing her with a ring, and this is not anyone in her life actually talking about them being engaged.
Right.
But this is speculation. Now, there's actually been a conspiracy that's gone around for a while that her engagement happened a long time ago and that they just aren't going to make it public.
Oh.
And don't forget, this is a woman who it was believed when she was really trying to avoid the paparazzi used to hide in suitcases.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, and she is very private, so it's not like it's out of the question that she is secretly engaged or has been for a while. It's just that I don't think anyone can actually confirm this.
They've been together for 6 years?
Yeah, I think,
what?
Yeah, more than 5 years. Yeah, almost
That's
6 years.
Amazing.
It's a long time.
Yeah. They're so private about their relationship.
They are. And, you know, when you think about the flack she's taken for her dating life, you can really see why. And he's an actor. Like, he doesn't want to be known as just Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So I think for both of them, that private arrangement really works well. It's basically the polar opposite of Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
That's true.
Hey, he's trending because he had to hire bodyguards for the first time in his life, he said. Yeah, uh-oh. He's hired bodyguards.
Is it Kanye coming after him?
Well, no, it's not Kanye. He's not worried about Kanye punching him in the face or anything, even though Kanye in one of his songs recently said he was going to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Kanye's fans. Mm-hmm. So apparently he has a rabid fan base, as a lot of musicians do. Mm-hmm. And so he's actually worried about crazed Kanye fans attacking him when he's out in public. And an insider is saying that Pete thinks the whole tabloid drama with him, Kanye, and Kim Kardashian is hilarious. And and he's not really bothered by it. I mean, it's good for his career, so what does he care? But he did hire a bodyguard for the first time ever.
Wow. Wow. I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know. The Grammys are trending. They're heading to Vegas. The show will now be happening April 3rd at the MGM Grand in Vegas. Vegas being the home of so many residencies, I mean, this makes a lot of sense because many artists are going to be there. We're going to be working anyways. I mean, Adele has her big residency there. We were talking earlier in the show about Silk Sonic. Of course, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they have their residency that's going to be ending the day before the Grammys. So, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So that's officially been moved. And an update from the Beijing Olympics that there will be no spectators or very few. So the Olympics begins in more than 2 weeks on February 4th. And there's only going to be selected spectators at the events chosen. We don't know how they're going to be chosen, but it's not going to be open to the general public by any means. And also, athletes are being warned to keep their phones off of Wi-Fi networks while they're in Beijing and to use burner phones if they can.
Wow.
They're worried about the Chinese government trying to put on malware, toxic software onto their phones with unknown consequences for future use or just flat out stealing their personal information. So expect to see a lot of athletes walking around with like old brick phones when they're at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, but then doing TikTok videos and kind of just defeating the entire purpose, because TikTok is just one big Chinese hack anyway, right?
That's the real question. Are they actually going to be able to keep them off social media, or are they obviously going to be at the Olympics, perhaps for some of these young athletes for the first time in their life, and they just won't be able to resist?
Right. Yeah.
Right. If it didn't happen on social media, it didn't happen. You know that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, yep. People come back home from the Olympics, be like, no, I don't believe you. I didn't see your Insta. You didn't go to the Olympics.
But I won a gold. Nah.
You didn't put it on your stories. Didn't happen.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Yeah, there's nothing like starting to live with your partner to really, really get to know who they are.
Yeah.
All their quirks, all their bad habits. And Katy Perry recently sat down for an interview and talked about her beau, Orlando Bloom, and talked about one of his really bad habits. Now, a lot of people probably see Orlando Bloom as this beautiful man who is perfect in every way.
GQ in every way.
You can't imagine him possibly doing anything gross, right?
Right.
Well, listen to what Katy Perry had to say.
He loves to floss, which thank God, because some partners don't, and it's disgusting. He has brilliant teeth, but he leaves the floss everywhere on the side of my bed and in the car and on the kitchen table. I'm like, there is bins everywhere.
Yo, that's nasty. Oh, that's gross. Like, used floss all over the place.
That's not good. I'm glad he likes to floss, though.
Oh, that's great. I'm actually a lot like him. I have floss strategically placed in every part of my life. Like, yeah. I got floss in my car, floss in my backpack, floss in my office, floss everywhere.
You floss in your car?
Yeah, I floss in my car.
Really? All the time. You don't drink in the car. You don't eat in the car, and yet you floss in the car.
Well, there's a big difference between a big, you know, can of soda and some dental floss.
Where does that floss go after you're done with it?
Not telling.
Ah.
On the passenger floor.
Okay.
But, you know, no passengers as of late.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I will say it's interesting because we can always throw it out and say, well, this is the problem with our partners. But I texted my husband this morning. I said, what would you say is my worst habit?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I always put on the emergency brake, even though there's a flat surface, and he doesn't realize that until he's driving down the road, he goes, oh, for God's sake. Why did she do that?
Use the parking brake no matter where you are.
No matter what. So you know what he did? He looked it up, and he says, it turns out that you are correct. I just checked a few websites, and they say it reduces wear on the car. But it bothers him that I do that. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I just have this feeling that a rolling car is not a good car. No, and I can't. Maybe I've seen too many kind of movies where that's happened. So that's my thing.
Is yours a handbrake or is it a pedal brake?
It's a pedal brake.
So you always press down the parking brake. Interesting. Okay.
I do. Okay.
Well, what would you say his annoying or worst habit is?
He's so good. You know what? I think you guys could compete in the flossing department. He really is a good flosser, but he throws it away. Mm-hmm. And he does it only in the bathroom that I know of. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should find out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got secret stashes of floss in the car. That's not irritating to me. I feel like I should do more. I'll have to think about that one. Well, I'll tell you what irritates me. He can eat anything like chocolate, and it never affects his waist. That's irritating.
That's his worst habit.
That I feel is his worst habit.
He might be the perfect person.
I don't.
He has. According to Marilyn, her husband has no flaws whatsoever.
Well, he does.
Zero.
He does. He throws it in my face. I got one.
Is his name Jesus Cristo?
No.
He has no flaws.
I know
what
he does.
I've got one. Okay.
He doesn't, and I love you so much, Tim, because I know you're listening.
Don't buffer it. Just say it.
Okay, but you got to tell me Ironica.
Oh, yeah, of course. I got like five of them. I'll give them to you right now. Go ahead.
Cupboard doors open is Ronica's. Wiping the counter completely clean.
He doesn't do that?
Doesn't get, no.
He misses like a crumb or two?
No. I think the dishes are put away and everything's put away, but that just doesn't get done sometimes.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
So you're walking around with like a magnifying glass. Interesting.
No, I can feel it. You can see it on my counter. My counter is very unforgiving.
Okay. I'll throw myself out there first. I know what I do. That's annoying.
What's that?
I'm the guy that leaves the socks everywhere. Like I take my socks off wherever I am.
Yeah.
And then like you'll just walk around the house randomly and you'll see socks everywhere. And just sometimes I forget. That is definitely a me thing. And I know it's super annoying. And when I see them, I'm like, oh, snap, I did it again. So I try to pick them up quickly and, stash them. But that's one of my more annoying habits. She leaves coffee cups all over the house. And I'm just
still,
like,
after you've talked to her about that, right?
I mean, I've just kind of let it go. I'm just like, all right, this is the deal. The coffee cups, cupboards, and lights on. Like, you would think there's a ghost in the house with, like, just turning lights on in random rooms that we're not even in.
Yeah.
That's my partner's annoying.
Can I come back to you on a gym thing?
Sure.
I just thought of something. It's the opposite of Veronica. Gym lights, like in the kitchen, the lights are, every light is on. And I always say, are we doing surgery?
Well,
he's used to all those lights. I'm like, no, I'm a Cancerian. I like it really dark.
That's so funny.
So he complains about that about me, and I'm the opposite. I do the same with him.
The kitchen looks like the OR. It's like lights on all the time.
Are we operating today? Which one?
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Chum Morning Show.
You know, the point is, there is no perfect person. Even Orlando Bloom, the dreamy, the GQ, the gorgeous, does something pretty nasty. If you lived with Orlando Bloom, you'd have to pick up his used dental floss
all over the car, counter, floor, wherever he goes. That man's got a little bit of floss with him, huh?
It's so funny. You don't picture someone like him doing that, but he's just a regular guy.
Katy Perry revealed about her partner, father of her daughter. We got some other complaints that people have been sending into us. Yeah, I'm glad to hear Orlando Bloom. There's something wrong right there. You know
what are some of the nastier or worst habits that are coming in on text?
Biting his nails, and another one is walking around the house with his shoes on, and complaining the floors are dirty. There you go.
You can't have it both ways,
right,
man?
Yeah.
Either keep the shoes on and live in the dirt, or take them off.
Right.
With habit.
What else do you see, Caitlin?
There's someone else who says that he always leaves hair around the sink after shaving. And this happens with my husband also. And I think it's because the guest bathroom has like a black marble countertop.
Yes.
And so you can't see them. But then sometimes I'll go in and I'll just touch my hand to the countertop and there's like a full hand, like a full palm's worth of hair.
This is a notorious man thing. Like when we shave, the hairs are so little and so plentiful that they go all over the place and you can't. I mean, you can get them all, but you got to be really, really meticulous with the cleaning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The other one that someone texted in says, leaves the toilet lids up. I have fell one too many times into the water in the middle of the night when I go in to pee, and it is so annoying.
That's happened to me a couple times. Yeah.
That happened to me at cottages when I was there with guy friends, and they go in, and then all of a sudden you're in the middle of like a rental cottage toilet. Not the best. my husband makes going to the washroom an event. He makes an announcement every time, usually because he wants to get out of something, and then he disappears for a minimum of 30 minutes, sometimes longer, and it is the most annoying thing in the world.
Jeez. What's going on in there, man?
I don't know. He wants some phone time, I bet.
I guess it's alone time, phone time. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm going to the bathroom now. Okay, that'll be another 45 minutes.
Someone said that their wife leaves all of her shoes at the door and, yeah, like, just takes them off and leaves them there so that the next person who comes into the house comes in, opens the door into a pile of shoes, trips over them. Like, it's a full mess.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the practice of leaving shoes at the door. I actually kind of like that. But if it becomes a big pile that you got to, like, traverse over, like you're mountain climbing, it's not really.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this time of year is probably a lot.
Really a lot with the boots and everything. Okay, we're all not alone on some stuff, right?
Yeah, listen, when you live with somebody, you really have to accept some things.
Yeah.
You have to, I mean, there's some things that people are going to be able to, you know, adjust, you know, as you try to make a house a home. But there's some things, people are who they are. And that's one of the toughest. Can you accept their quirks and their nasty habits?
You know, it's interesting, before any moving in, for all of us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about what a habit that you had before, like the socks, leaving the socks, you know, you have to up your game a little bit, right?
You do.
When they come.
Because at first you get really defensive, and then you're just like, I guess if they weren't my socks, it would be really annoying, right?
Yeah, yeah. But at first you're like, hey. Leave my socks out of this. Yeah, okay.
Guys, the men in the bathroom, this is the number one text. We are inundated by people who say that their husbands go into the bathroom for 30 minutes at a time. Someone texted in and said, mine takes the iPad with him into the bathroom and all you can hear is YouTube blasting out of there for half an hour. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love our
listeners.
You're
not alone in your complaints about your husbands.
No, you're just so bad.
Yo, tell those men, you're not supposed to sit on the toilet that long. It's not good for I mean, I won't go into, I mean, all right, I'll just leave it. You could Google why, but you're not really supposed to sit on that thing that long.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
I'll start with the trending drama, and then we're going to end on a cute kid to wash all the controversy away. So that's how we're going to set it up. More bad news for trending tennis star Novak Djokovic after he confessed to making public appearances despite knowing he was COVID positive and admitting to fudging information on his Australian visa. It now looks like he might be banned from the French Open as well, which is coming up in May, because politicians in France have put in new rules banning unvaccinated players from all sports arenas.
That's messed up, man. And he's not the only one. There are a lot of people who know they have COVID or know they just had it and, like, just kind of hit it out there running around, hanging around people. That's how this thing is. It's one of the ways this thing is spreading so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's messed up that he did that.
It is. And this, all of his actions might also be costing him his clothing sponsor. Lacoste has said in a statement, as soon as possible, we will be in touch with Novak Djokovic to review the events that have accompanied his presence in Australia. So they don't sound very happy about this. It's not a good look for the brand. So they might be pulling away from that deal with Novak. Now, more drama for Britney Spears as well. She has sent a cease and desist letter to her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, who has been very busy promoting her brand new book, which is titled Things I Should Have Said. And I think Britney and her lawyers would prefer that all these things she should have said happen in private. So this is the new lawyer who's been representing Britney, and he's been instrumental in changing the conservatorship rules around Britney's life. And so he sent this letter, and it includes some cutting remarks that, of course, tabloids have gotten a hold of, saying, we write with some hesitation because the last thing Britney wants is to bring more attention to your ill-timed book. Yeah. So she is being asked to cease and desist from referencing Britney derogatorily, saying she, Britney, and millions of her fans were shocked to see how you have exploited her for monetary gain. So the drama continues. There's going to be actually a new hearing it's happening actually today. Yeah. So there's going to be a new hearing today in Britney's conservatorship. She's accusing her family members, of course, of swindling $36 million of her money. So the attempted untangling of this whole situation is going to be continuing in court today. Now, also today, officially, back to school in person for Toronto students at the Toronto District School Board and also Toronto Catholic School Board. They are reopening for in-person learning. Kids are kind of excited about this one. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I know parents are excited about it too.
Yeah.
Parents are very, very excited about this. Yeah. So the first day back is today. Just make sure you check your bus routes, of course, to make sure that like the snow and the whole situation on the roads isn't going to be impacting your bus route. Now, one kid who we know is very excited about being back at school is a third grade student from Toronto who you might be familiar with online named Carter Trezolo. He's been trending for the last day or so. CTV News captured him on camera shoveling never-ending piles of snow after Monday's blizzard, and he has gone viral for sounding so tired in this news report where he has just heard sighing and lamenting the snow.
If you didn't have a machine to help you move the snow, you probably found it a bit
tiring.
A snow day turned into a work day for Carter Trezolo.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trezolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it
for my neighbors, friends, probably people I even don't know.
Heavy sigh.
The man
so
is a,
cute.
He's very cute, and he's also very, he's overworked.
He's overworked.
We need to send him to a spa, right?
Yeah.
He needs a spa day.
So, Ralphie from A Christmas Story is what people are comparing him to a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How sweet is he?
He's so cute. And he's doing a really good deed. He was shoveling.
Sure.
He truly was shoveling the whole street.
Yeah.
He has such a good heart, but he's tired. And this was such a success and has been viewed so many times that CTV sends their cameraman back to do a recap with him about becoming this viral sensation. And, yeah, he's still really tired.
In the past 24 hours, Carter has been trending on Twitter, has become a meme. He's even been recognized by strangers on the street.
Yep. Still exhausted.
Google his name and Carter Trezolo exhausted now comes up. He admits it's an apt description.
I'm tired. I am always tired.
All this attention is exhausting.
I really wish I was in school right now.
For a third grader who just wants to go back to school.
I miss my friends and it's been a long time.
Oh my God, I love him so much in so many ways.
One of the headlines I see of him is the exhausted kid is the anti-work hero we need.
I hope he has a lovely day at school.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, I hope the neighborhood tipped him a little something, gave him a little,
no kidding.
Line that kid's pockets.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Oh, guess what today is, everybody?
What's today?
January 19th.
Just Wednesday.
Well, January 19th is National Popcorn Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
National Popcorn Day.
Yes. You want to tell us about the Chicago type of popcorn?
The Chicago mix is dangerous.
Yeah, I heard.
The Chicago mix has the caramel, the butter, and then the cheese mixed together.
Wow.
That's a dangerous combo, man. Like, you just get into that bag, and before you know it, it's done. The Chicago mix. I just love a really good, lightly salted, buttered popcorn. If you go to the grocery stores and get that skinny pop, that stuff is it's a mess, man. Like, but you can eat. You can dust off a whole bag of that stuff by yourself.
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. You know, it's laced with this fantastic cheese. Something on that thing.
Yeah, it's laced with something.
It's good. Yeah, it's really
something
good.
Probably illicit.
You know what I miss? I do miss going into the theater and you're going, okay, I'm not going to have any popcorn. You go, well, you smell it. I got to have it. Cineplex, you guys, you know how to do it right.
Yeah, I heard that they're giving away free popcorn now.
They are. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I just like the plain popcorn. And then what I do is if a friend of mine or my husband gets the butter popcorn, I kind of mix the two together. Yeah. I miss it.
That's
and you know
move.
What the biggest gift is after you see the movie and you have popcorn? When you go to bed and, oh, there's one in your cleavage.
Oh.
Oh, there's one I missed.
Okay.
I'll have that right now.
Or they're just stuck in your teeth. Have you guys ever had to go to the dentist to get a kernel removed that was lodged
in
your tooth?
No,
that sounds serious.
I haven't. It's not altogether uncommon.
What happened? Like you just ate and you knew something was up there and you couldn't get it out of your, with your dental floss.
Yeah, exactly. The floss and didn't touch it. So you wind up going into the dentist and I was laughing. I was like, oh, I'm probably your only patient dumb enough to come in here who has a kernel stuck in their teeth like days later.
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's like a very, very common thing. So, you know, there should be a warning issue on certain popcorn bags.
That's a real annoying feeling though. That feeling of something between the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. How about getting into the popcorn business? You know, like here it is. It's always there. Mom would make Jiffy Pop or have a popcorn maker. And now there's like all these different types of popcorns and people are making millions.
Yeah. I have a buddy who actually got into the popcorn business.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
He was doing all these really wild flavors. Like he would take... He would freeze dry like fruits and stuff like that and make and then grind into like a powder.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then he'd sprinkle on the popcorn. So you'd get like kiwi popcorn or you'd get like mango popcorn.
Oh, wow.
Because he made his own like mango powder.
Isn't that's amazing. What? No, that's good. And where's he living? On an island somewhere?
Not yet. Still working on it.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, happy National Popcorn Day. Do yourself a favor and celebrate because we've had a week already and it's not even over.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.